Well, good day, people. It's Solo Man here. Now, the UK is experiencing kind of some hot weather again, which is quite unusual for it to last as long as it does and as warm as it is. And of course, most houses in the UK don't have air conditioning. The stores do, but the houses generally don't. So sleeping can be a bit of a problem. Of course, this could be blamed on global warming, you know, and dramatize it and everything. Because the media and the news and the government wants us to worry about something every day of the week, doesn't it? Well, when I was a very, very young man, I met an old man who was very wise. And he told me that in time, England and the UK would be Mediterranean-type weather. This was way before global warming and all that. So I guess the guy was right. But how did he know that? Well, because he was a man, for one thing, and thought logically, and probably studied the patterns of the weather over history and time, and come up with an apothecary, something like that. But it's amazing to me how the government in the UK thinks we're all just children, and is warning us about the heat, and don't go in the water, and don't do this, and don't do that. And to be honest, it's just use your common sense. If there's any left in the world, that is. Anyway, it's supposed to come to an end sometime next week, maybe the early of the week, with some thunderstorms. And this type of weather is nothing new, especially in Canada. It used to have weeks or even 2 weeks of hot, humid weather every day, every night, and would break with massive thunderstorms. Anyway, here's something about human nature, or mostly feminine nature, actually, I don't quite understand. So here's a picture of some people waiting to get to their sunbeds when they're on holiday. And it's like a race, and they're taking it very seriously, because if you get a sunbed, then you can lay in the sun all day. And it's all down to just get a tan. And even my latest trip to Lanzarote, there were femons at the sunbeds where I was staying. There was about a couple of men, but mostly all femons. And they would get there early in the morning by the pool and lay there all day. I used to go out and then come back and they'd still be there, all day up into the evening. Of course, they turned their sunbed around towards the sun as the day went on. And they all looked like pieces of leather. You see, your skin never forgets the amount of sun it receives. But why is it femons that do this mostly? It's because of looks, isn't it? It's all materialistic. I myself can't think of anything worse than sitting in the sun all goddamn day. Now, I've been out on a boat in Canada fishing or swimming or something and get tanned, but that's I'm doing something. And the tan was just a byproduct. But now femons put on this fake tan all the time now too, especially in the UK because there's not a lot of sun here. Well, there didn't used to be a lot of sun. You see, I just can't get it round my head that somebody goes away on holiday for 7 days or something and goes and sits beside the pool every day sunbathing. Couldn't they just rent a sunbed and kind of stay at home and save a lot of money if all their goal is to get tanned? Even in my immediate family, there's a lot of femons that are growing up and using fake tans. Oh, they've come a long way since years ago when their tans used to run down their legs and look like drips. But it's still fake, isn't it? Femons are trying to fake their genetics all the time. But of course they're strong, empowered, brave, and they don't need no man. Well, that's kind of funny. Don't let anybody's notice the amount of charges being brought against men by femons to the courts and to the police. So obviously a femon don't need no man until she does need one, and she calls the government or the police or uses the courts. If they're so empowered, why can't they deal with it themselves? And it's to show the man and remind the man who's really entitled in this relationship and behave. And a lot of men in relationships or married have this threat in behind. And that's really hardly any way to live, is it? Most femons of today have the police on speed dial. And it doesn't have to be physical assault or anything like that. It can just be the man saying something that she doesn't like. Because you see, when a man criticizes a femon, it's mansplaining, of course. I mean, femons criticize men all the time. It's called nagging. But there's no law against that, is there? Many years ago, a man's logical brain in relationship calmed things down, sorted things out, kept it on an even keel, sort of. But man isn't allowed to say anything anymore, and that's why femons are going absolutely nuts. They're completely out of control and they can't even control their own pheromones, can they? Men control men, but pheromones don't control pheromones. Most of them are delusional, and all of them nearly live in a bubble of their own making. You think some of the pheromones would just stop and wait and think about what they're doing or what they look like, the way they're acting, as why they're not getting a man, at least one longer than just a pump and dump. But self-reflection isn't something a pheromone's good at, so they double down and carry on. And most of young pheromones' lives today are chaos and drama. And no man worth his salt wants any part of that. Life's hard enough as it is. So men, you're doing the right thing by staying away and finding other things to do with your life. More important things. Pheromones are just a sideshow, are entertaining for a very short period of time. They're very unstable mentally and can disappear just like that. Usually because they've got a better offer. I saw a video that a pheromone made saying, all men seem to be lonely. Men aren't lonely. Men like solitude. Pheromones are the ones that actually need relationships. Men will have relationships if it's beneficial. And nowadays, it's not very beneficial, is it? But it's another thing that they're trying to shame men about. It's like years ago when men were bachelors, and pheromones used to say,
what's the matter? Can't get a pheromone?
The thing is, pheromones haven't changed for hundreds and hundreds of years. But man is changing. Man is adapting. But pheromones are using the same playbook they used in the caves. You see, when you think that everything you do is absolutely perfect and correct, man, you're never wrong. There's no need to adapt to anything else. You're perfect the way you are. For those men who are kind of thinkers out there, everything about pheromones is a fake, if you think about it. They're always trying to appear something they're not, and never could be. We've all seen families where the young pheromone in the family has princess syndrome. Man is very obnoxious, but now mostly all the pheromones are like that. And most of them look like a bag of shit. Anyway, thank you for listening, guys, and remember, pheromones are not your responsibility anymore. So men, just walk away. Your life will thank you for it. Take it easy, fellas.